I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Well, a wonderful holiday weekend is coming up, and many of you are making plans to go here, go there, maybe go far away, or just having a great backyard Memorial Day weekend. But there's just a couple of things I'd like to share with you. One, you are the only person you can't get away from. So having a healthy opinion or loving yourself in a healthy way can help you love others the way God intended. When you don't love yourself, you live with insecurity and then you keep looking to others for approval. And when you don't get it, that's when your self-esteem goes down the tube. As a result, sometimes we may live far beneath our potential. Remember, you're the only person you can't get away from. So unless you learn to accept yourself, love yourself, it's just going to be a miserable time. Stop and think about the last time you were around someone you didn't enjoy being with. How did it feel? Whether good or bad, sometimes we project onto other people the thoughts and feelings we have about ourselves. So if you want people to think well of you, well, let's start by having a good opinion about yourself. One that's based on God's word and nurtured by the right relationships that are available. Paul writes, "Nothing good lives in me that is in my sinful nature." That means the good qualities we do have are evidence that God is at work in our lives. So be sure to acknowledge them. For the word of God says, "We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." So, beloved, instead of focusing on your flaws as you approach this holiday weekend and feeling bad about yourself, today is a good day to begin to recognize the treasure of God's present power and potential that lives within you. Now go and build on it today. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this has been your wake-up call.